Let's recite the laws. Ka-e-e-la. Who is the form of law? Manifested existence, it's the Bija of Indra. Who is beautiful, beloved, or playful, and who dances like crazy? Who is served by Lakshmi and Saraswati? Who manifests desires of the world? Who wears a female form? Whose luster is like a pomegranate flower? Whose forehead bears the mark of the fruit of truth? Who is worshipped in the eye in the center of the forehead? Whose divine body radiates the auspicious goal? Who is the goal of the lords of millions of creations? Who is the object of all search or the definition of all goals? Who is undefinable? Who has attained all desires? Who is the embodiment of tenderness? Whose forehead is adorned with musk? Who wears a long pearl necklace? Who has given birth to the one with a big belly, Swamiji. Oh, Ganesh. Who is accessible to devotees? Who is modest and humble? Who is not subject to dissolution? And that ends the laws. Here we have the first form of Maya, the Maya Vedanta. Ka-e-illa-hrim. She is one, and there is not another.